Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Hey Omud Beis. We're in the fifth volume of Mishnah Brura in Simen Tof Lamid Gimel. And we began yesterday Siv Zayin. We almost finished it. We have one Mishnah Brura left. And that din that we were learning about was if you have a passageway, a hole of some sort between your house and your next door neighbor's house. We first spoke about if the next door neighbor was Jewish, there was one din. And then if your next door neighbor was a non-Jewish person, there is a concern that if you start sticking flashlights and candles into that hole, he's going to think you're doing some sort of kishuf. And the last words of the Mechaba were v'nimtza bo lidei sakana, and he may come to attack you. He may think that you're doing some black magic over here, and therefore it's dangerous, and you're not mechuyev to do so. So the Mishnah explains in Sivkot and Lamed Aleph. That's where we left off yesterday. V'aval gav d'shluchi mitzvah enu nizok, and even though we have a rule and somebody doing a mitzvah is normally not hurt. He has a protection from the mitzvah while he's doing the mitzvah. So here too, one would have thought that the doing of the bedikas chamit should protect him. Nevertheless, that rule doesn't apply. Hecho d'shchia chezeka shiny. The rule is different if it's dangerous. A person can say, I'm on the top of the Empire State Building, you see somebody downstairs having a heart attack, you just jump out the window and you'll land safely from that huge height because you're doing a mitzvah of hatzolos nefashos. It doesn't work that way. It's highly likely that you're going to perish in that situation, so you can't rely upon a mitzvah. So to over here, it's highly likely that the non-Jewish person is going to think you're doing something that could hurt him, and he's therefore going to attack you, and therefore you can't rely upon the fact that shluchi mitzvah ain't nizakin. And furthermore, therefore, the rabbis, well, they said you don't have to do this bedikah at night. Nevertheless, you have to do a bittul over here to get rid of the chametz that's over there. And furthermore, because of achronim, if you notice chametz over there, well, you don't have to do the bedikah at night. You certainly can do it during the daytime when there wouldn't be any suspicion that you're using that hole or that chur in the wall, so that he wouldn't be suspicious that you're using that. And you certainly need to do bittul over there, the chanal, as we've already explained. Now we go to Siv Ches. Kosel, a wall, that you place various items of chametz in the holes in the wall, the nofal, and then that wall fell down, the noasa gal, and it became into a pile of rubble, and now you have a piece of bread underneath that pile of rubble. So what's the halacha? He says, afilu eino gavoa shlosha tvachim, even if it's only a small little pile of rubble within three tvachim of the ground, in other words, that is kidei chafishas hakelev, a dog would easily be able to smell that, it's not too deep a pile of rubble, and the dog may come to dig it out, and therefore it could become visible and available on Pesach, and therefore one might have thought that you must do a beer over here. You got to find it and get rid of it. Nevertheless, ain't sarach livdok tachtav. You're not obligated to go search this rubble over here. Why is that? Kivin sheyesh bo sakonas akra, because there were scorpions in this area over here that this pile of rubble fell down, and therefore, shemitsuyim begalim, they're very common in those days in those places. We'll see, if it's not common, then this din doesn't apply. So in places where it was common that there were these poisonous scorpions over there underneath this small pile of rubble, chayshinon shema achar sheyashlim bedikoso, we're concerned over here that after you've done the bedik over here, you've gotten rid of the pile of rubble, shein osik b'mitzvah, now you're no longer doing a mitzvah, and you may still search for something over there. Well, while I have my chametz I got rid of, I'm also still looking for other utensils that may have fallen in this pile of rubble. So yichapis achamachat shenevel, he's going to look for some sort of a needle that he lost over there, v'yovel l'dei sakana. And because he's no longer doing a mitzvah, we don't have the concept of shluchi mitzvah in the nizokin, and rachmon l'slan, the scorpion could bite him. So, therefore, the rabbis didn't obligate you to do so. V'hani mili b'stam, this is a stam situation where you're not vaday certain that this chametz over here in this rubble. Avo b'yadua sheyesh tachtov chametz, if you're absolutely certain there is chametz over here, so in ein olav gova shlosha tvachim, if this pile of rubble is less than three tvachim high, in other words, a dog will go digging in over there, sorech lotzio misham b'mara v'chatzina, then you got to take a shovel and a hoe and dig out the chametz that's over there. You have to remove the pile of rubble in a safe way, b'inyon shein bo sakonin, that it won't put you at any risk over here. But v'im yesh olav gova shlosha tvachim, if it's more than a pile of rubble three tvachim high, again, almost about a foot height, about 12 inches or so, give or take a little bit. So then, mevatlo belibo vidayo. It is adequate if you just mevatlo the chametz over there, and that would be sufficient over here to get you away from being over by yirah, by yimotze on Pesach. Now, we just read the entire Mechaba over here. There's a lot to add over here from the Mishnah Berurah. So let's go straight to Siv Katan Lamed Beis, where he says, if there is chametz over here in this pile of rubble, Rotsa Lomar, Shirogil Ishtami. It's not saying that there definitely is chometz over there. That's the second part of this sif. The first part, we're talking about it's possibly chometz over there. Veini Yadua Sheish HaMachshav Chometz, so we don't know for certain that there's chometz over here. That's when the first part of this siman applies, that you don't necessarily have to do a bedika because of the concern of the akrav. But in the second part of the sif, where we'd be Yadua Sheish Takhle Chometz, then you do have to do bedika if it's less than 3 tvachim high. Siv Kot Lamed Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, he's telling us over here, the Mechaber, Rotsa Lomar, Shu Odenu Bichtei Chepisas Achelet. If it's less than 3 tvachim tall, the rubble, so then a dog will smell it out. Shemei Riach HaReach Ad Shlosha Tvachim. A dog's sense of smell will be able to penetrate up to 3 tvachim of rubble over here. And therefore, V'ayulon Locho Shema Kele Bichapis Achrov Tocha Pesach. We have to be concerned the dog will dig it out over here, V'yigaleyu, and he'll reveal it over here, and therefore you would be over by your Abba Matzeh. Nevertheless, the din of the Mechaber is afilu hocha in tzarech v'chule. We don't require you because of the sakana of the akrav. Sivkot lamed dalid, you don't have to do the bedika, umikom makom, tzarech levato b'libo, but you should nullify the chametz that potentially is over there in your heart. Because the shema yesham chametz v'yavrola, because otherwise, if there is chametz over there and it's your chametz, you would be over by your Abba Matzeh. If you didn't realize this din, yes, the rabbi, the din is, or you only remember to do it after already this man of Isser. So then, the opinion, das ha'ola Shabbos, the opinion of the Ola Shabbos is, then you got to take a shovel or a hoe and dig it out and burn it. Ein in the base mayor, Shikosav Diladas, Rashi Viran Hadin Imo, that this is the opinion of Rashi and the Ran, holding like this opinion over here that the Ola Shabbos was saying. Achladas Tosos Yeshus topic, but Tosos Nest doesn't necessarily hold like that. Ein Shom, look further in the base mayor for these details. Then we said in Sivkot Lamed Hey that we don't make you do this if it's less than 3 tvachim, where there's no definite chometz over there because of the sakana sakrav. So the Mishnah says, "V'davka b'makom shemitzui makravim." As I pointed out before, there's only a place where scorpions were likely to be there that are poisonous. The efshod b'makom shemitzui nechoshim. Maybe if there are only snakes over there, tzorich livdok, you would have to go and check because the lo shrich sakanta kol kach. He brings up in the Morgan of Rome and Shara Achronim that in those days the snakes were not so poisonous or dangerous, and therefore, while scorpions were, snakes might not be. However, he says, "V'ayin b'mashik osavli b'simin kuf dalet." We learned already previously that b'mokum shenachoshim mimisin. If it's a place where there are poisonous snakes or deadly snakes, then they have the same halachic status dino kamak ravim in regards to interrupting your davening. So, too, the same thing would apply over here in regards to the sakonas akrav would apply to sakonas nechoshim when they're dangerous. Sivkot lamed vav. He says that in this situation, after you do your bedika, you might go search for a machat. So he says, the v'shas bedika, even during the bedika, if you're looking for a machat, you'll be protected. Since this is not shechichah, it's not regular, likely that you could be bitten by an akrav, so you are protected by doing the mitzvah. And even while you're not actually doing the mitzvah that second, you happen to notice your machat there, and you go and pick it up, you won't be bitten by a scorpion. It's analogous to a person saying, Zela Zula Tztaka, a person wants to donate money to Tztaka, Bishushi Yechabini, it should be a zechus for his son to survive, that he should live. He's not feeling well, and it should be a zechus for a fuhr shlema. That's allowed. David Tzadik Gomer, you are a righteous tzadik, a complete tzadik in that situation, even though, Afal Pisha Machavin Gam Lahanoso, you're doing this so your son will get better. Nevertheless, you're doing the mitzvah, it's a perfectly good mitzvah. So too, when you're looking for the chametz over here, even though you may pick up your machat, you'll still be protected by the protection that the bedikas chametz mitzvah does for you. However, if you know vaday that this chametz over there, then we said sivkot lamed zayin tzarech lotzi mishom. Then you must go and dig it out. The imlo also came, and if they didn't do this, the overall of a pesach, and now it's after pesach, and you find this chametz. Also, it has the status of chomet shavala sapesach, which is an issur derabbanan, and it becomes forbidden to you. Afal bishabitlo, and even though you did a bitl, and this is like kol chomet shavala sapesach, this is like any chomet that is overlap of pesach that's going to learn kamosha kosav simon tof milches siv hey what the halacha is. If you could have gotten rid of it and you didn't, then all the dinim of chomet shavala pesach, which is an issur hanah, you're not allowed to get any benefit from it. Albeit it is a din derabbanan. Then, Sivkot Lamed Ches, in this situation where it's more than 3 tvachim, we said, Mevatlo Belibo, Sivkot Lamed Ches, the Mishnah says, Vavitul Midrabbanan. This is only required Midrabbanan, because Shemo Yefakach Hagal B'mo, because maybe you'll come to undo the rubble on Cholamoy for whatever the reason, and then, if you find the Chomitz, Yavar Abayi Ra, And therefore, the rabbi said, do a bittul. But midaraisa, but midaraisa ain't over klal. Technically, you're not over it because the davka lahatmin biyodai must be midaraisa. To bedavka place something underneath a gal with your hands, that is an issa daraisa. But avalhecha, kiva, shemimele nofal alav a gal. Here, since the gal fell on its own, you didn't place it over there. In this situation, you technically don't require a bittul, and therefore, the rabbis made you do bittul because maybe it'll come unopened on Chol HaMoed, but midaraisa ain't over. The issue footnote number 32 brings down what happens if it didn't fall by itself. Somebody else knocked it down. So it's not memela, but you didn't do it. So Rav Nissen Karo L'Shlita says this is the same halachi status as if it fell memela. The issue footnote number 31 brings down Mishi Yodea Ba'atzmu She'enu Tzorch L'Chapis Achar Hamachat Uchadome. If the person says, I don't have any other utensils over there, anything that's there is garbage, it's broken. So then, in this situation, is he mechuyev to go and be mechapis over here? There is no chashash of Akrav in this situation. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal is unclear. Im Rashoy Hu Livdok, is he allowed to go and check over here in this gal that's less than 3 tvachim? V'lismoch, and to rely upon Shulchei Mitzvah Einu Nizakin, because the scorpion could still bite you. But your intention is only for the mitzvah. In this situation, will the mitzvah protect you? Or do we say, no, Chazal said you're not obligated to go check. Therefore, there is no mitzvah over here, and you can't rely upon Shulchei Mitzvah Einu Nizakin in this situation, and Rav Shlomo Zalman doesn't paskin this shaila. The Mishnah Berurah continues, and he brings down, however, there is another opinion over here, that in the situation where it's more than 3 tvachim, midaraisi you must be mavatalit. Not like we just said only midarabanim, but even midaraisi you have to be mavatalit. The imlokin, because if you don't do that, even though you have no intention of undoing this pile of rubble during Chol HaMoed, mikom makom over mishum lo yimatzi, you are on a deraisa level going to be over. Lo yimotze. Kimo b'matmin l'chatchila. And this is the same exact halacha. If you hit something underneath a pile of rubble intentionally, you're over midaraisa. So there too, over here, even though you did it unintentionally, the gal fell by itself or somebody else knocked it down, nevertheless, you would be over b'al yimotze midaraisa. And therefore, according to this opinion, uladidhu, im lo bitlu, ad yachar zman isura. According to this opinion, if you didn't do the bitlu before the zman of isur, then chayev lefakeh hagal levaro. Then you would be obligated to go and undo the rubble over here, find the chametz and burn it. Kivin she'en b'rishus levatel, because at this point, you no longer can be mevatelet. However, ochein, im nofel alav gal gadol, but if it's such a large pile of rubble over here, she'efshel lefakeh, v'u avud, mimenu mikol adam, if a huge building fell down over here and there's tons of rubble over here and nobody would, under the normal circumstances, go and undo this rubble, then lukuli amu mutter. Then on a deraisa level, it certainly is mutter over here because delo karinam bei shalucha. This is not called your chametz no matter what. Rav Nissen Karo L'Shlita in Dirshu footnote number 33 brings down. If you knew that you had a billion-dollar diamond under there, you would go and hire a company for $1 million and go and find the diamond over there. So you could do it. It's not like it's impossible to remove the rubble. Nevertheless, he paskins, kiven she'ein l'cho odom, she'yitrach tircho ka gidola, k'dei lotzi mitachta v'sa chometz. Chometz, nobody is doing this over here to go out a piece of bread. For a $1 billion diamond, yeah, but not for a piece of bread. Therefore, it is considered a dover or ovid mimenu. It's totally gone from you and from every other person, and it's hefker, and there's no need to go and search for it. Bittul alone would be fine. And he says, likewise, if you have a garbage dump and there's chometz that you threw in there and there's a whole bunch of garbage on the top of it, so Rav Nissen Karo L'Shlita paskins here as well that you do not have to go and undo this. It's called avud mimenu umikol adam. It's considered gone from you and from any other person, and therefore you don't have any chiyuv midaraisa anymore for that chometz. And therefore the Mishmur says in Sivkot Lamates, vidayo, it's enough to be mevatlet belibo midirabonin, and then you're fine. V'imliachar Pesach nispakeach agal v'niskal l'chametz. What happens if after Pesach it did get revealed, the wind came, or the just natural events over here happened, that the rubble is now away and you can see the chametz? This chametz harehu mutter af biachila. No, so the bag of donuts over here that was preserved is still now able to be eaten. Not only is it not chametz shavah l'aser Pesach and you can't use it, you're even allowed to eat it. Shechomish aval as a Pesach, because the halacha of chomish aval as a Pesach is only osur. The rabbis only made it osur ela mishum knas. This is a punishment. Shekonsua chachamim mishum shavra ba yiro ba yimatzim min haTorah or midiris ofrim. That's instituted by the rabbis to give a knas to somebody that was either midirabanan or certainly midaraisa over not getting rid of the chometz. Kimoshivar b'simin tov memches, as we'll learn these halachos in an upcoming simin tov memches. Here, however, v'hacha b'inyanenu, in our details, lo avar lov klum, he didn't do anything wrong. He wasn't l'chuyev over here. They're in a royal concern, therefore there's no reason to punish him over here. The issue footnote number 34 brings down, the same halach applies if it's underneath a whole bunch of scrap metal or other type of scrap over here in your yard, and it would be difficult to remove all the scrap over here, these grutos, and go and find the chametz over there. So if this and Karlu Shlit, the pasuk's over here as well, that this is the same halacha as if there's a large pile of rubble on it, and you don't have to be mefane it, it's enough to do bittul. And he adds, Shabaof and Zeh, after pachos begimul tvachim in tzorch levdok tachton, even if it's less than three tvachim, you don't have to do this, because ain akelav yochel lefano says a grutos, because the scrap metal over here is not something that the dog can easily get through anyway, even if it were to smell it, and therefore this is a little bit different than a pile of rubble. Now we go to Sif Test. The Mechaber writes, a martev. What's a martev? A martev is like a wine cellar. Here we're talking about where you store wine in it. A martev lav dafka is only for wine, but here it's some sort of a basement or a cellar where you store wine. And you have barrels of wine in this wine cellar. Shemesadrim bo shuro shulchav ezu etzozu achinis mali kulo. And you have stacked rows and rows of wine over here in this wine cellar. So this is based upon a Mishnah, where it tells us over there in the beginning of Pesachim that there's a machlokes Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai as to how far you have to check within this wine cellar. Not surprisingly, Beis Shammai has a much more restrictive opinion over here that you have to go check a large amount of the wine cellar, and Beis Hillel has a more lenient opinion. But within the opinion of Beis Hillel, there's a machlokes of Rav and Shmuel exactly what Beis Hillel's opinion is. So the Mechaber over here is going to paskin like the Stam opinion of Rav, and therefore in this situation we have rows and rows of stacked barrels of wine. The chosrin umasajun shurus acheros ala tachtonus ala korah, and you have like a bottom low row. On top of that, you have another row of barrels, and then on top of that, you have another row of barrels. So let's say you have a 10 by 10 stacked barrels over here with, let's say, three rows, one on top of the other. So you have a total over here of 10 by 10. That would be 100 barrels, and you have a second row of another 10 by 10 and another row of 100 bottles. So you have 300 barrels over here. So ein tzarich livdok El Ashura El Yona, the Mechaber passes over here like the opinion of Rav within the opinion of Beis Hillel, that you only have to check over here the top row, V'acharis L'mata Mimenu, and one underneath it, the top two rows, but only Dainu Shura Al Pnei Ro Chavamartiv, only those that are on the external surface of the rows and lines of barrels over here. In other words, only the two outermost top rows around the circumference over here of this wine cellar, but not anything inside it. V'lo al kol shetach ha-martev, and not the rest of this martev. And the reason is, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, because if the wine cellar were to be emptied in by your shamish, and he's carrying a loaf of bread, his sandwich over here, and he puts it down and forgets about it, it's only going to be taking wine barrels from the upper two most shuros over here of wine, and not further inside. That's the opinion of Rav within the opinion of Beis Hillel. And therefore, Eloha al Yona haro es hakora, the top row over here that sees the ceiling, the es ha-pesach, and it also sees the entranceway, in other words, the outermost row on the top, the acheres lamatim, and the one underneath it. Those are the only two rows that the Mechaber says you have to check, and this is the opinion of Rav within the opinion of Beis Hillel. Now, let's see this inside the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Mem tells us, V'davka martev shemistapik menel tarosuda. We're only talking here about a wine cellar where, on occasion, the shamish is going to come inside with his sandwich. Shepa'am holech ha-shamish b'emtze suda upito b'yado. That the shamish gets up in the middle of the meal with his sandwich in his hand, and he goes inside to get more wine. L'havi od yayin l'shulchan, to take in more wine to the table. V'sholcheach shamispito, and he might leave his bread over there. In that situation, you must check the wine cellar. But if he never goes in there with food, then there is a situation over here that no chametz was ever brought in there. You're not mechuyev to check it. Sivkot mem aleph, you only have to check, eino tzorich livdok v'chulei, only the top two rows, and only on the outer circumference. And the Mishnah Berurah here says, Ayin of the Ber Halacha. And in the Ber Halacha, Dibra Masel, Ein Tzorach Livdok, the Chofetz Chaim brings down, as I already told you, that this is the opinion of Rav in the Gemara within the Shita Beis Hillel, and this seems to be the Stam opinion that the Mechaber took based upon this is the way the Rambam and the Rush hold. Also Rabbeinu Yonah, the Smag, and this is like Rav in the Gemara. However, the Chofetz Chaim then goes through a long arichus to suggest that many, many Geonim and Rishonim hold like Shmuel over here. And he concludes and he says, it's kosher litchos das kolhani rabbasa. It's very difficult to ignore the psak halach of all these other rabbanim that hold like Shmuel, that would say you have to check one of the inner rows as well, not just the outer circumference, but one of the inner rows as well. And he says, even the Rambam might have held like this, and therefore he questions whether we can rely purely upon this mechaber, and you should check an inner row as well, according to these poskim, to be yotzei all the deos. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Mem Beis, he says, "Roach Lomar Shein Tzorch Livdo Kol Ha'Yonos Haros Es Hatikra Ba'Orech V'Rochav Shel Kol Ha'Ma'artev." You don't have to check everything on the top. Rak Shura Achas So Achrona She Kineged HaPesach, only the outermost area. She Roetz Hatikra Ves HaPesach B'Yachad, sees the ceiling and the outer part. V'Otshura Schav Es Achas L'Mati Menu, and one row below that, she Roetz Rak Es HaPesach Levad, that sees only the outer part itself. As I explained, this is the opinion of Rav. With that, we conclude today's shiur.